From one Black arts festival to another, though this one is a little different, and it's my staff song pick of the week. Tonight, I'm seeing Isaac Hayes at the Hollywood Bowl here in California. Now, I was already excited to see Hayes, since I've been listening to his music ever since I got my hands on my mom's 8-track of Shaft. But let me tell you what really sold me on tonight's show. It's another show, Wattstax, that happened back in 1972. The show was organized to commemorate what was then the 7th anniversary of the Watts riots, and they put it all on film. I just watched the movie Wattstax the other day, and it's one of these magical glimpses of what it's like to be Black in America.
All of us have something to say, but some are never heard. Over 7 years ago, the people of Watts stood together and demanded to be heard. In the Los Angeles Coliseum, over 100,000 Black people came together to commemorate that moment in American history. This is a film of that experience and what some of the people have to say.
That was Richard Pryor. He's just one of the many national and community voices that offers up commentary throughout Wattstax. Some of it's funny, some of it's enlightening, and all of it's buffered by the music.
Any kind of job is hard to find. That means an increase in the welfare line. Crime rate is rising too. If you are hungry, what would you do? Rent is too much past due. And a building that's falling apart. Little Black boy needs a pair of shoes. And this is only a part of
Soulsville. That was Soulsville by Isaac Hayes. Now, he does some crazy things in this show. He does this little striptease down to his bare oil chest that sends the crowd wild. But with Soulsville, he really takes it down a notch, telling us what it's like to build a community in the face of despair.
They're trying to ditch reality by getting so high. Only to find out you can never touch the sky because your roots are in.
One of the things I love about this movie, and I love about Isaac Hayes' performance, is that it really does capture a moment in time. Wattstax the movie and Wattstax the concert were named not only for the California city where the show went down, but also for Isaac Hayes' personal label, Stax Records. Tonight at the Hollywood Bowl, I can't wait to help a few thousand other people celebrate the 50th anniversary of Stax Records. I salute Isaac Hayes and the people of Watts, California, who put together a concert that will be remembered by Americans for years to come.
All this misery that we have in
Soulsville.
Oh, yeah. And I thank you for your tolerance and your patience and your cooperation, because we know this whole occasion is for a worthy cause. A good master help them that help themselves. Right on.